Detroit suspects accused of trying to pour bleach down disabled man's throat. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2025. Two people in Detroit, Michigan, are accused of assaulting a disabled man who uses a wheelchair following an argument on January 29. The suspects in the case are identified as 35-year-old Brittany Walker and 62-year-old Samuel Payton, who were arrested in February, Fox 2 reported on Thursday. The incident happened at an apartment on Conant Street when the two suspects began arguing with the victim, who is 44 years old, and allegedly began trying to pour bleach down his throat. Walker was charged with torture, first-degree vulnerable adult abuse, assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, assault with a dangerous weapon, and assault. Payton was charged with torture and assault with intent to do great bodily harm less than murder, the Fox article said, noting their bonds were set at $1 million. The outlet also released the suspects' mugshots. Not long after the incident, the victim was taken to a medical facility suffering from a cranial bleed and an orbital wall fracture. According to the National Capital Poison Center's website, people use bleach for cleaning and disinfecting purposes, adding that swallowing, inhaling, or injecting bleach can cause serious medical problems. When lower concentration household bleach is swallowed, irritation of the mouth, throat, and gastrointestinal tract can occur. This can result in nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Consumption of concentrated bleach products can lead to permanent gastrointestinal damage and may result in death, the site read. Meanwhile, a teenager in Florida was accused of poisoning his adopted mother's milk with bleach and is facing charges that include attempted murder, Wesh reported on Thursday. Investigators say the suspect told him he was aware that bleach could hurt someone and had intended for it to make his mother sick. He allegedly admitted to the crime, saying he was upset with his mom and didn't want to live with her, the outlet said.